Telecom companies have expressed frustration and serious concerns over being excluded from the government's recently announced electricity tariff relief, citing the long-standing denial of industrial status benefits, despite being declared an industry by the government in 2004. On Thursday, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif announced a significant reduction in electricity rates, a 7.41 rupees per unit decrease in the national average tariff, and a 7.69 rupees per unit cut for industries. The relief was lauded as a positive development. However, telecom companies say they have once again been left out. Speaking to the Express Tribune, the telecom sector was granted industry status in 2004, yet we continue to be denied the corresponding benefits, said Kamal Ahmed, Secretary General of the Telecom Operators Association, TOA. He said the sector continues to face high operational costs due to the lack of electricity tariff reductions for its core components. According to the association, power is one of the largest cost components for telecom operators, who must keep thousands of cell towers and data centers running round the clock. Industrial electricity tariffs would significantly ease our operational costs, Kamal Ahmed added. Wahaj Siraj, co-founder and CEO of Nayatel, also voiced concern over the exclusion of the telecom sector from the electricity relief package. Great move to reduce electricity rates, but the telecom industry, data centers, cloud platforms, et al., don't get this rate despite being declared an industry by the government since 2004, he said on social media. He questioned how Pakistan could aspire to become an IT powerhouse when critical digital infrastructure such as data centers is deprived of industrial electricity rates. The telecom companies lamented that despite detailed hearings at the National Electric Power Regulatory Authority, NEPRA, telecom operators and data centers are still billed at commercial rates. There is a disconnect between policy and implementation, Ahmed maintained. As the federal government prepares the budget for the fiscal year 2025-26, telecom companies have called for urgent tax and policy reforms to address mounting financial and regulatory challenges facing the crucial sector. The industry has urged the government to exempt telecom companies from withholding tax obligations under the Income Tax Ordinance, ITO, 2001, describing the current system as overly complex and burdensome. Telecom operators are utility providers managing millions of transactions daily. The current tax regime increases compliance costs and stifles growth, the TOA Secretary General said. The industry is also seeking to reverse a change made under the Finance Act 2015, which converted adjustable withholding tax into a fixed minimum tax of 4% under Section 153(1)(b) of the ITO. This, they argue, disproportionately affects telecom companies, especially amid rising costs and high inflation.